This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of salutes. They become the distributor of B&T. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. And before I go any further, in the new time slot, I have, if you haven't been following it, there's a young lady named Corinne Mosher who has been a part of this show as part of the Weaponized Woman and a few other things. And her husband was the one that was killed on duty in Kansas last week, the former police officer of the year. And I just wanted to do a quick shout out to her and her daughter. They seem to be taking this very well and trying to be as strong as they can, but bad stuff. I hate when that kind of stuff happens. So anyway, but hey, let's just go ahead and kick this off in the news slot that we're in. And for those of you that never had a chance to listen to him, this next young man that I'm going to bring on here, he's a podcaster and a writer, and his name is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. And we know so many people who are part of the D.C. Project, as Corinne Mosher was.
Yep.
That's 50 women, one from each state. They go to Washington, D.C. in the summer. One has to ask about why then of all the time. Well, okay, it's when people have time off. And they lobby to defend their Second Amendment rights. They say, hi, no flannel, no long beard, just a woman who needs to protect herself.
Yeah.
Some of them are from law enforcement. Some of them have been the victims of crime. So they have a story to tell, and they're part of our family. It's heartbreaking.
And Corinne was actually introduced to guns by her husband, who wanted her to get a concealed carry permit because her background is in music. But Corinne... Corinne competes in the tactical games, and I mean, she runs around. Her weapon of choice, her long gun, is a Tavor. So I mean, I don't carry a Tavor. So she is a high speed, low drag kind of young lady, and I'm sorry that happened to her family.
And isn't this? I've written about the police, and they've earned a lot of criticism during the COVID lockdown, and yet they go out and put their life on the line literally with every person they encounter. And Corinne's husband was killed, I think, during a traffic stop.
He was on his way to work, and he witnessed a hit and run, and the guy ran, and as he chased him down, and the guy pulled over and got out and went straight to guns. And I've met him. Mike managed to kill the perpetrator, and he died at the hospital.
Damn it.
Yeah, so...
Well, yep. It makes me sound foolish, but I want to bring up an article I wrote.
Okay.
Where I asked, this is when we're supposed to be coming out of lockdown in most of the states in the country. And what's an essential job and what's an essential business and when can we get back to work? Well, it's hard to tell who's essential. Is it the cop on the street or the kid in the mall who's standing in a kiosk and who can fix my phone? Well, that depends on whether, there was a hit and run and you're Mr. Mosher, Officer Mosher, who's defending the public.
Yeah.
Or if my phone's broken. it shouldn't be up to a politician or a judge. And
this is going to turn out to be the biggest fraud that's ever been perpetrated on us. I know why they did it. I know why they did it. Because they didn't know how this was going to work out. They didn't know how bad this was. But then they found out how bad this was, and then they should have adapted. And some states did adapt, and some haven't. But all of these blue states that haven't adapted, I feel bad for their citizens. And maybe they'll pay a little bit of attention in the next election.
Well, and isn't that interesting? We have red states and blue states, and even excluding New York City.
Right.
If you live in a Democrat-controlled blue state, you've got almost twice the number of, in fact, more than twice the number of coronavirus deaths per million than if you live in a red state.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of that talk about we care about you hasn't extended to actually taking care of business. Like, for example, wasn't New York, both Cuomo's, the New York governor and de Blasio in New York City, where they would return sick patients to nursing homes.
Yeah.
Where we had all these elderly, vulnerable people, and that may have been the biggest cause of their one-third of the deaths due to coronavirus are in that New York metropolitan cluster. Wow.
Well, New York has more cases than the next New York City. If New York City was a state, New York City has more combined coronavirus exposure, according to their figures, than the next 41 states.
Yep.
Combined.
I get it.
So, I'm just waiting to see what they got to do the forensics and go back and unfortunately figure out how these poor people passed away. Because everybody's dying from COVID-19 right now, no matter what it is. it's a medical science mystery because nobody is dying from anything but COVID-19.
Well, look, I know some friends who got it. Most of the kids shrugged it off. A guy just a little younger than me, mid-50s, and the guy's a marathon runner.
Yeah.
And he struggled with it. So there's this chance element. But here's something else my doctor pointed out to me. Don't tell us how to do our jobs. You know, we call plastic surgeons optional or elective procedures. Well, yeah, okay, they inject Botox. We get it. But those are also the guys who repair amputated limbs.
Yeah.
And that's pretty darn essential.
Yep. They also, cancer treatment is elective.
Yeah, heart
attacks. Heart attacks are elective.
Well, yeah, heart. When you put in a stent, they say it's not killing you right now.
That's a non-invasive, as they would call it, a non-invasive medical procedure, which I myself prefer the open heart surgery flavor of that. But and I'll tell you why, because that's actually doing the work, but that actually solves the issue and doesn't kick the can down the road.
Gotcha.
But anyway,
see what they have access. So one of the things we have to do is learn how to tell our politicians to do less.
I've seen a couple examples of that, but some people got very upset about that. We can talk that in the next segment.
I'd be interested.
Yeah. There's some people that have seen it, and they're like, this is horrible. And I'm like, you guys are such snowflakes. For those of you that have never heard this show before in this time slot, we actually do talk about guns from time to time, too.
When we come back, we've got a couple of gun stories we'll pick up.
Yes, we will. And for those of you that have never heard Rob is a writer and podcaster. You can find his written word at slowfactswordpressblog.com, where it then goes from there to clashdaily.com, and then from there it goes to ammoland.com or his podcast that he's involved in. He has two podcasts, actually. One is the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, the best title for any podcast in the gun industry out there, Polite Society. The other is a very specialized one called Self-Defense Gun Stories, where Rob looks at an actual self-defense encounter with a gun, and he and a self-defense instructor look at that and do a little forensic armchair quarterbacking to look at what was done and what can be learned from it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Brady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Lock and Load. And the number to get in is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse as we go along.
We were talking politics and COVID and the world that you and I find so fascinating about firearms and self-defense. That hasn't stopped. And unfortunately, a bunch of politicians, in fact, the only elected Democrat that holds statewide office in Florida, Ms. Freed, the agriculture commissioner, has said, oh, you know, in the time of a pandemic, it's so hard to do my job. I'm going to suspend firearms applications, including online applications. And I'm sitting there going, you can't do it online because of an epidemic. What? What? It just makes no sense. And a bunch of people have been waiting to sue her because after you make an application, she has 60 days to respond. Well, the Second Amendment Foundation is waiting for that timetable to click out. I think they filed. So did the Young Americans for Liberty and their president, Cliff Maloney. He said, this is ridiculous. I'm a military spouse. I'm here. Process it online. And she goes, oh, you know, you're just a shill for the NRA. And I'm going, and you're not a shill for the guy who gave you huge campaign contributions, Mayor Mike Bloomberg? Well, I guess we'll find out in court. Freed has yet to respond.
Sure. I think some of that is, a little bit of misdirection because it doesn't, I can be for whoever I want to be. And if there's a statute out there that says I can apply for this and get this, and then somebody decides to unilaterally shut it down, it doesn't matter what I'm for. It doesn't matter who I vote for. It doesn't matter who I pay money to. And it doesn't matter for them as far as the official is concerned. Their job is to do their job. And I know that in the leftist world, that's always they're always looking for a reason to impose gun control, whether it's long term or short term, as long as they can inflict a little pain.
I agree with you that your job comes first. Please do it. But she may be looking at it from a different perspective that says, unless I hold these up, I won't get another $100,000 check for my campaign contributions and therefore might not get reelected. Essentially, money talks. There was a similar example in Georgia where, in this case, a judge said, oh, you know, same problem. We don't have to process even license, concealed carry license renewals in various counties in Georgia. And somebody said, you're accepting licenses for marriage and divorce applications, so why is one different than the other? Oh, we need fingerprints. Really?
Yeah.
That's the difference. And a judge bought it. I was embarrassed. I mean, we've seen some police do some embarrassing things under orders of misguided politicians during this lockdown. And here's a judge who just embarrassed himself in front of all of Georgia. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other day in Michigan, they had an armed protest. And a lot of people came out and said, you know, you shouldn't have done that because nobody was listening to you. Sean Hannity got out there and said that. And I mean,
right.
Okay, Sean, I thought you were actually a conservative. You're a New York conservative. That's what you are. So, I've already beat up on him, and I would love to get him. You know, he can have me on his show. He can be on mine. It doesn't matter. I would love for him to explain to me what's wrong with a nervous politician. Because,
right.
like it or not, some of the stuff that they're out there doing, like some of these red flag orders that a lot of places are passing, these are turning into another reason to do one of those no-knock raids.
Right.
With the SWAT team, they've already had one guy get killed in Maryland, for and he had committed no crime, except he came up on a red flag order because one of his relatives turned him in.
Right, and I believe his niece who lived with him said, you know, Uncle John was never a problem. This was just family politics.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
killed. I think there's more to it there. And I spoke to Dan Waz on his radio show, Good Gun, Bad Guy. You've had him on. Thank you. And we will be put under the microscope. We will be photographed, and those photographs will be portrayed in the least favorable light. So when I kind of have a vow, if I'm going to go do these protests, I'm going to be in a shirt and a tie, and it's going to look like I'm going to a fancy barbecue event, because it's a matter of sales. Now, it helped that some of these guys were standing arm in arm with the Capitol Police in Michigan. Great. But that won't stop the news media from taking any image, any news clip they can get, and twisting it to make us look like idiots. Defensive protesting? It's a thing now?
Yeah. It is a thing, but they're going to try to, you know, they'll try to ban that too. Some of these people that vote these leftists in, they really need to pay attention to the, I know they look at people like you, like me, as we're running around with a three-cornered tinfoil hat on. I get that part of it, but at the same time, when they get to really see the reality, I mean, in California,
right?
Newsom is out there saying we're not ever going back to normal again. We're going to exist in a new normal.
Right.
And, I mean,
isn't that it evolved from flatten the curve to
I'm in charge.
I'm in charge, and then no deaths, and there's a vaccine, and maybe never.
Immunity, wow. no COVID-19 ever. So, yeah, that's always. All that stuff is really fun. For those of you that would be interested in checking out what Rob does, well, he's both a writer and a podcaster. A writer at slowfactswordpressblog.com and a podcaster on both the Polite Society podcast and the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And those are available at places like Stitcher Radio and iTunes and TuneIn and all those fun places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As states slowly and safely continue to reopen, former ambassador to China John Huntsman says Americans want the economy to reopen because of the potential damage a long-term lockdown could have on it.
We should be able to make decisions based upon what we think is best for the economic circumstances as balanced carefully against the health circumstances.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders saying he doesn't believe he'll run for president again. During a live stream interview with the Washington Post, Sanders says the chances are very, very slim. The Vermont senator has made two unsuccessful runs for the Democratic nomination. President Trump holding a briefing on coronavirus testing. The president and the administration have constantly rejected complaints by the media regarding the availability and reliability of testing across the United States. The briefing taking place in the Rose Garden. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way. And that will be one of the components. You've heard Mitch McConnell talk about liability. We agree with that completely.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on President Trump's taxes on Tuesday. Three House committees subpoenaed the president's taxes and other financial records, but the president has yet to comply. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse as we discuss the good and the bad and the ugly about some things happening here in the United States today. Yes, sir, where would you like to go now? You got some self-defense, or what do you want to talk about?
I want to step across the border to the south. Now, you know that Mexico essentially doesn't have the crazy COVID-19 lockdown that we do.
Right.
You just go about your business. Now, a lot of people have quit visiting their tourist sites. Okay, I understand that. Another thing, their new socialist president has said, you know, this drug violence from the cartels has gone way up. I wonder, did you, this is a formal request to the United States. He asked Mr. Trump, did your State Department notify the previous president before you sent weapons to the Mexican drug gangs? Whoa.
No, they didn't.
That just opened a can of worms, didn't it?
They did not do that at all. I think they made mention of the fact that we're watching something, but they did no interdiction. They let all the guns go across the border, and everybody was involved in that.
There were representatives from the Department of State there.
And well, I mean, the FBI's one's okay in it, so the FBI's involved in that. The ATF watched it happen.
Right.
Let's see. You know, Holder knew about it, so DOJ knew about it.
They had gun shops calling ATF going, are you sure this is okay?
Yep.
And they moved the State Department guy. I think he got sent to Syria because they wanted him the heck out of the country so he couldn't be requested to testify. Well, now the Mexican president has said, huh, let's answer this question. And, of course, President Trump turned his Twitter machine loose and went, really? A long tradition of decorum and decency, and wow, I guess Obama forgot to check with neighboring states before he ran guns into their country.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's
something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now there is something that I wrote. I'm going to go back to politics in the good old U.S. of A.
Sure.
And then, well, it's just breaking my heart. This is not the problems we're looking at today aren't a public health issue.
Hmm.
Let's face it. If police who aren't wearing a mask arrest you because you're not wearing a mask, then it's not a public health problem. With apologies to Jeff Foxworthy. If we release violent criminals from jail and then jail peaceful shop owners, then this isn't a public health problem.
Well, here's the thing about wearing a mask. I went into Costco yesterday.
Yeah?
And you have to wear a mask to go into Costco. Except Costco has all of these surfaces, right? They've got all these surfaces. Mm-hmm. They have all these things they're putting out there. And in a really, you know, if they're really looking at making this a virus-free place, everybody coming in there needs to be wearing a hazmat suit and a hood and some. I mean, we need to be completely covered. You know,
right.
Taped off at the wrists and the ankles with duct tape with our boots and our rubber gloves. And, I mean, getting out there and just putting on a mask to walk into a building that's open because, you know, they have garage-sized doors that you go through. And you're touching everything with your bare hands and everything else. You're not saving anybody from anything. No, you know, they're out there. They've got the tape. Please observe social distancing, but they don't enforce that.
Okay, now what's real and what's pretend? They're going through pretend safety measures,
right,
so that they can't be cited by the police and then have the politicians pinch them in a shakedown racket where you have to pay us all this money to reopen. Okay, but let's not pretend that it's about public health. I mean, if you can go to the beach but you can't bring a fishing pole, it's not a public health problem.
Nope.
Churches are closed, but abortion centers are open. It's not public health.
Well, I mean, anything that's if in order for this to be for there to actually be a lockdown, it would have had to have been a lockdown. This is akin to them calling an air raid, but it's okay to run around outside if you have to go get something to drink during the air raid. Need a spot of tea? Go ahead and run out there to the coffee shop while we're in the middle of the air raid.
Well, except. In crazy California, the county I fled, San Diego,
yeah,
a couple who's seen the kids for too much, too long, now the neighbor's daughter's babysitting, and you want to go watch the sunset with your wife, cops were ticketing you if you and your wife were sitting in your car. Yeah. It's government for dollars, dialing for dollars.
Yeah.
Well, and as you mentioned, if a liquor store clerk can see thousands of people a day, but you're not allowed to open your business for a dozen customers or clients, then it's not a public health problem.
No, this is Corona COVID-19 theater. There's nothing about what we got going on right now that has anything to do with public health or anything else.
Well, when we do the forensic on this, and I'm so glad you have that attitude that we need to take a solid look. I'm curious why some counties that imposed a lockdown and those that said, hey, go be smart, wash your hands, business as usual, in some cases, one's higher, in other cases, the other has a lower death rate. So there's some things going on that we don't understand very well.
Well, I mean, it really comes down to who, you know, what is the makeup of these counties? Do they have a bunch of old people that have a bunch of comorbidity involved, a lot of people that have smoked a lot and have a lot of lung issues and that kind of thing? Without knowing those demographics and everything, it's sort of hard to figure anything out. But all the stuff that they've done based on, they've developed this public policy on, is all based off of a really bad model that had, and you know how John Lott, whenever he does a revision to survey, he passes out his method and his data and everything else and says, this is how I did it, this is my conclusion. We never got to see the data on this model that came out of the United Kingdom, and still we moved on it.
Right.
So that we got to keep that from happening ever again.
But what's interesting now, as more and more of us become immune, they've had the disease, been there,
yeah,
done that, had it,
yeah,
don't carry it, can't spread it, go dip me in it. And yet we're still telling, some governments are still telling those people, no, you need to socially isolate, wear a mask, your business can't be open. And the guy's going, what? We're no longer a threat to anybody. So, wow. That looks like a contest amongst politicians as to who is bigger.
Yeah, it does, except the problem's going to be it's completely unsustainable. But we're heading into the next break. You can check out now. Podcasts are big stuff nowadays, and Rob is involved in two of them. He's involved in the Fly Society podcast, and he's involved in his own, he flies it solo, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only
$6. Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Mr. Morse, Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. How would you like to end this little rant we've been on, sir?
Well, we'll go back to politics in the U.S. I noticed you picked up Front Sight. I've been there several times.
Yeah.
As a
Thoughts?
Student. And I went with a fairly large group. They, even larger than our friend James Yeager at Tactical Response.
Okay.
Front Sight, I think, probably has them, what, James does what, 20,000 a year?
Students, I think maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, because, okay, I thought they were larger than that. Front Sight is up in the 20 to 30,000 students a year range.
Right.
I've sat in a room, you know, the basic lecture briefing, hello, new students, easily 1,000 people were in there.
Wow.
They've got some 30 different ranges. They were expanding some, closing some. They talked about putting up a hotel, but anybody that wants to stay in a hotel right next to a gun range, I think you have to look at the details a little more closely to see if that makes sense.
They have the windows would have to be so thick as to where you couldn't see out of just to stop the sound. It's not going to be very quiet there. But
right, and on the other hand, they do know how to handle masses of beginners safely. Now I think they may have changed their methods now, but I was there. After 3 days of training, they said, yes, let's go out and do a night practice now that you've got that under your belt. Okay.
Well, they're trying to give away classes right now via GCN, so anybody that might be interested in going to one of their classes needs to come in and listen to that ad and get that, go to that frontside.com and register for it.
Yeah, you will get good training. I don't think it shouldn't be the last training you have. Speaking of first and last, I noticed that a woman whose sister had been stalked and murdered by a man who's now 61 years old, and he's definitely got some mental problems. He was released by the New York Parole Board,
yeah.
And the victim's sister said, what are you thinking? You're crazier than the murderer. He's a pathological liar. He's got mental disorders, extremely impulsive and violent. And she said, oh, wow, and I live in New York, and now I have to go through the issue of trying to get a firearm for my own protection.
And she said that she was anti-gun.
Right up until.
Yep.
At which point you kind of have to wonder about her strength of imagination. Did she really think that this never happened, or that it wouldn't happen to her?
Right.
And I guess she thought she was going to be lucky. Isn't that interesting? If I thought I was lucky, yeah, I guess I wouldn't go armed. I don't think I'm lucky. I think I'm infinitely average.
Well, what is that saying? Better lucky than good. But the problem is that when you are only lucky, right? When you're only lucky, that's always limited. That's a very limited time frame that you're only going to be lucky.
Right.
Because sooner or later, your luck runs out. Whereas trying to get up there and develop a skill set and a few other things, you're still not 100% inoculated against violence at that point. But you do have options.
You do have options. Speaking of options, is there a website so that people can listen to you online as you broadcast?
GCNlive.com. We got to rework my website to where we can get that fixed up. GCNlive.com. I think you go to Channel 3.
Okay.
Unless you're in an area where there's an affiliate, which most aren't so at this particular moment. So, that's the best place to go.
Someone, when I mentioned I was going to be on your show, they said, oh, how do I listen on? I went to your old website. Obviously, now I'll go to steer them to GCN.
Yeah.
Speaking of being both lucky and good, Sturm Ruger said, oh, yeah, all those new gun owners, yeah, they're real. Sales increased by 37% in the first quarter of this year, year to year.
Yep.
So that joke that, oh, no, there are no new gun owners. By the way, I noticed that a Rhode Island newspaper did an interview with a bunch of gun shops and some local shooting ranges, and they said, oh, yeah, all kinds of people we have not seen before are buying guns. Ruger is a reputable brand. Lots of firearms that you'd steer a new gun owner towards. I just hope that they got guns that fit them. What some of my instructor friends have been telling me, they get new students now who are coming in and say, see, I got this, and they look at it, and it doesn't fit their hand, it doesn't fit their lifestyle, and yet the students attach to it, and you go, look, we'll do the best we can with what you have, but please be flexible. So that's a message for all these new gun owners. Hey, stay flexible. If you bought the wrong kind of shoes, don't hurt your feet. Get a new pair of shoes.
Right.
If you have a gun that doesn't fit your hand, doesn't fit the way you want to shoot, doesn't fit what you intend to do with it, if it's a concealed carry firearm, that may not be the optimal firearm if all the adults in the house want to be able to use it to defend the home. Oh, maybe everybody needs their own gun. But then they, you know, your hands are different size than her hands. Make it fit you. You and your sons have that same issue.
Yeah, well, my sons, my sons, they have the benefit of, I can't tell you how many times they have come into my room and said, hey, are you using this? I had an AR-15 set up with a pistol light on it, and my youngest son said, well, I know this is set up this way for a reason, but this would look much better on my gun. So he just pulls it off and sticks it on his gun. My other son came in here when all of this started. He said, I need something practical. So he looked at my Glock Gen 5 19 that had a light on it and had an optic on it. He said, this is pretty practical. So, you know, they come, they go. They come, they go.
I told you that's why you have to keep them locked up, Bill.
I know.
Well, and you have, for a while, you had the love affair with the 10 millimeter. Maybe you did that just so that the kids wouldn't keep stealing your firearms.
The 10 millimeter, I still have a love affair with it. Roger's actually building one that we're going to call the Grizzly Gun when we get it.
Right.
But that was all pre-COVID-19 when you could still go hunting. And now I guess we'll be able to hunt pretty soon. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll definitely see whatever it is we see. That's going
to
be
the... Okay. You brought it to mind. I've got to do it again.
Yeah.
You and I had pictures where this trail has been closed due to the epidemic.
Yeah.
No bike riding. And I'm going, wait, you could walk on it, but you can't ride a bike on it because the virus can tell the difference. And you and I are thinking, a walk in the woods? What could be more isolated than that? Oh, but that's not allowed.
None of it makes any sense.
It hurts my head.
It makes me crawl over to the Aleve bottle and just look at it longingly like it's a steak. So, anyway.
Public Health Theater.
Very good. And we'll be back here again. Same bat time, same bat channel. You can catch Rob at Slofax WordPress blog. You can catch him on the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast. Thank you for making that shift, sir.
My pleasure. Is Dan coming up?
Oh, yeah. Dan is coming up. Steven is coming up. It's going to be something. That's all coming up next hour. We're going to be joined by from thetruthaboutguns.com, the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.